Not So Sloppy Seconds by Ruby Tuesday 5681, read by DePatty. Abandon fic. Rated explicit. Pairings include Frank Mikey and Frank Gerard. Summary. He knows it's fucked up, but he's always been turned on by the idea of fucking the same dude as his brother. Additional notes following the fic. When Mikey finally stumbles home at 8 a.m., he isn't expecting to find an incredibly hot, tattooed dude asleep on his couch. He stands inside the door for a moment, rubbing his hands over his cheeks and considering his options. He had planned to go straight to bed, but the more he stares at this dude and tries to make out exactly what's included in his crazy chess piecing, the more he thinks that maybe he should head for the kitchen and brew a pot of coffee. Coffee, and more staring at the hot sleeping dude, ultimately wins. Mikey brews a pot and hopes that the smell alone will rouse the sleeping guy. When hot dude just keeps right on snoring away, Mikey decides to make breakfast. The smell of pancakes finally has the hot guy blinking his eyes open and rubbing at his face while yawning and stretching. His briefs sink dangerously low on his hips, and Mikey unconsciously licks his lips as he admires the trail of dark ink disappearing below his waistband. When the dude coughs, Mikey finally looks back up to his face to find him smirking with an eyebrow raised. "Good morning," is all he says. "Good morning," Mikey replies automatically. "You must be Mikey," the dude says as he sits up slowly, leaning forward and extending his hand. "I'm Frank." Mikey takes Frank's hand, noticing his lettered knuckles as he shakes it. "Hi, Frank." Mikey hedges for a moment, unsure what to say next. He thinks Frank might have come home with Gerard last night, which isn't unheard of, just somewhat atypical for Gerard on a work night. "I guess you know Gerard." Frank's smirk turns sultry as he quirks his lip up partway and replies, voice deep. "Indeed I do." Okay, so that answers one question. Now Mikey has to decide how much of an asshole brother he's going to be today. He knows Gerard will forgive him either way. He just has to decide if this dude is worth having all the whining that will come first. When Frank doesn't drop Mikey's gaze, but continues to hold it while licking his lips, Mikey's internal debate is solved because how can he resist? Seriously, it would be sinful to not at least try. He returns Frank's stare with a grin of his own and hears himself say, "You want some breakfast?" Frank nods and gets to his feet. "It smells amazing." Mikey dishes up pancakes for Frank and offers him coffee. Frank easily polishes off three mugs while they eat, and as they eat, they talk. Mikey learns that Frank plays guitar in the band Gerard went to see last night. After the show, they got to talking and Frank ended up coming back here. Mikey can't help but wonder if he made a mistake in turning down Gerard's invitation to go out with him last night. It's been a while since he and G had shared a dude, but it's always fun, and Frank certainly seems like the type who would be up for it. Frank's still in his underwear when they finish eating, and by then, Mikey's learned that they love all the same kinds of music and movies. Mikey's about to suggest a Lord of the Rings marathon when Frank comes back from the bathroom, murmuring about heading home as he looks around the apartment for his clothes. Frank's leaning over the arm of the couch, pulling his jeans out from under the end table when Mikey takes a deep breath and just goes for it. He places a hand on Frank's hip, and Frank freezes before slowly straightening up. Mikey's other hand joins the first, and he gently pulls Frank back into him as he says into his ear, "Do you have some place you really have to be soon?" His hands meet in the front, clasping around Frank's waist. Mikey shivers at Frank's sudden intake of breath. "Because if not, I can think of about a dozen reasons why you shouldn't go yet." Frank turns halfway in Mikey's embrace, and Mikey can already see the smile on his face, lip quirked up halfway and damn perfect eyebrow raised again. Frank gives Mikey an appraising look before he says, "I guess I could stay, if you think you can make it worth my while." Mikey's, "Oh, I'm certain I can," gets swallowed up when their lips meet, mouths open from the start and tongues twining. The commingled flavors of maple syrup and coffee are intoxicating, and Mikey feels himself beginning to harden almost instantly. Frank surges up against him, now fully turned around, and Mikey can feel that he's hardening too. Frank pulls out of the kiss to fan against Mikey's neck. "You don't mind sloppy seconds?" Mikey can't help but laugh at that, because nothing could be farther from the truth. He knows it's fucked up, but he's always been turned on by the idea of fucking the same dude as his brother. Mikey reaches down to palm at Frank's ass, startling a gasp out of him, as well as a slight grimace that leaves no doubt about what they've got up to last night. Mikey licks at Frank's nose, then his cheek, then his chin. Frank's giggling by the time he's done, and Mikey backs up to the couch, sitting down and pulling Frank down to straddle him on his lap. Mikey's thoughtful as he runs his fingers up and down Frank's chest, finally taking the time to look more closely at his ink. When he looks up at Frank's wondering eyes, he realizes he never answered his question. G's not sloppy, comes out before Mikey even gives it much thought. Frank looks surprised, and Mikey smiles, shaking his head. I don't mind. My brother has exquisite taste. Frank grins at that and slides in closer, grinding his crotch against Mikey's. Mikey gasps, throwing his head back, and Frank takes advantage of the position, leaning in and licking playfully at Mikey's neck before laying in to gnaw at the side of it, sucking and holding on until Mikey trembles. Fuck, Mikey gasps. Fucking take off my pants, Jesus. Frank laughs as he pulls away to kneel on the floor between Mikey's legs. His hands are at Mikey's waistband in an instant, undoing the belt and zip as he mumbles. It's been really unfair all morning anyway. You got all these clothes on, me practically naked. Mikey pants out. Totally fair. But doesn't get to say anything else because then Frank's got his hand down inside Mikey's pants and underwear, stroking his dick, and all of Mikey's capacity for speech is completely gone. Frank strokes slowly at first, teasingly. He lifts Mikey's shirt up with his other hand to plant wet kisses on Mikey's belly, leaking into his navel and making him laugh. It seems like forever, and Mikey's about to call Frank out for being a total tease when Frank finally grasps at Mikey's pants and underwear, pulling them down together and then off completely. Mikey pulls his shirt off over his head and looks down to see Frank swallow and lick his lips as he eyes Mikey's dick. He sounds almost reverent as he says, "Fucking hell, gorgeous cocks do run in families." Mikey can't help but crack up because all the times he and G have shared before, you never heard a dude compliment their assets quite like that. His laughter stops with a gasp when Frank sinks down over his cock, eyes closed in concentration. His mouth is hot and wet and tight and perfect. He goes down and keeps going down until Mikey can feel his dick lodged in the back of Frank's throat. After a few long seconds, Frank opens his eyes and looks up at Mikey before pulling off to drag in several deep breaths. Then he sinks back down again, this time humming once he's got Mikey's dick shoved down his throat. Mikey can't remember the last time a dude sucked him quite so enthusiastically. He pets Frank's hair and showers him with compliments, accolades like, "So fucking good," and "Such a beautiful fucking hot mouth," getting mixed up with incomprehensible noises. Eventually, Frank pulls off completely and moves down to lick at Mikey's balls. He sucks them and swirls his tongue around in a way that makes Mikey tremble. It feels fucking amazing, and Mikey finds himself gently pushing at Frank's shoulders, moving him away before this party ends too soon. Frank looks up at Mikey questioningly, and goddamn, Frank is crazy beautiful. Mikey pushes Frank's hair back gently. "You have a fucking amazing mouth, but that isn't the part of you I want to come inside of." Frank's eyes get wide and Mikey adds, "That is if you think you're up for it." G isn't usually rough, but Mikey realizes he doesn't know how many times or for how long they went at it last night. But Frank smiles and shakes his head, quelling Mikey's fears. "No, it's fine. I'm good. Yeah, I want that." He moves up to sit on the couch next to Mikey, his words running together as he says, "I want you too. How do you want me?" Mikey looks at Frank thoughtfully, running his hands up and down his flank. "Lie down with your head on the arm." He gestures toward the end of the couch and Frank scoots back and lays down, putting an arm behind him to pillow his head. "Yeah, like that," Mikey says as he slides his fingers in under the waistband of Frank's briefs. He pulls them down and off and then settles in between Frank's spread legs. Mikey can't help but pause and admire Frank's dick. He spreads the leaking pre-cum around and gives it a few good strokes. "You have a gorgeous dick, too." All Frank does is smile and takes a deep breath, spreading his legs further apart and sliding his hands up under his knees to pull it off to the side. Mikey doesn't need any more invitation than that. He continues stroking Frank and moves down to lick in the insides of his thighs. occasionally giving a little nip that makes Frank shudder. He works his way to Frank's balls, licking and sucking them the way Frank did his before licking his way farther south. Frank shifts his hips, pulling his knees up to give Mikey better access, and Mikey just goes for it, darting his tongue right at Frank's hole. It does look a bit tender, but it's nothing too terrible, and Mikey doesn't find much resistance as he works his tongue inside, though. Frank is either still slightly stretched out or incredibly relaxed right now. He feels Frank's fingers carting through his hair and thinks it's probably a little of both. Mikey fucking loves eating ass. It's not something he tends to do with a dude he just met, because some guys hate it. But he's had a good feeling about Frank since he first saw him this morning, and so far he hasn't been wrong. Mikey keeps looking around Frank's hole and stabbing his tongue in deeper and deeper, while Frank tightens his fingers in Mikey's hair rhythmically, matching the tempo of Mikey's tongue. Mikey only stops because his tongue gets tired. He backs off and sticks his middle finger into his mouth, sucking on it until it's dripping before quickly sliding it in to take the place of his tongue. Frank jerks his hips as Mikey works the digit around, and when he finds Frank's prostate, Frank lets out a stream of curses, his hand flailing around until it lands on his dick. He holds it tightly at the base and looks at Mikey meaningfully. Mikey nods and slides in a second finger while groping around under the couch cushion with his other hand. It doesn't take long until his fingers triumphantly land on the bottle of lube that he and Gerard keep stashed there. He can't help but say, "Ta-da!" as he pulls it out, and Frank giggles adorably. Mikey pulls his fingers from Frank's ass to coat them liberally with the lube. He slides them back in and works them around, scissoring them, and tries not to overstimulate Frank's prostate. A third finger quickly follows. Frank yields to it easily and says, "Ready, I'm ready." That's all Mikey needs to hear. He pulls his fingers out and reaches for his jeans, pulling a condom out of the packet and getting it open quickly. At this point, he feels like he was born ready to fuck this dude, and he can't get the condom on fast enough. He finally does and pours on a liberal amount of additional lube, giving himself a few strokes as he lines up with Frank's entrance. Frank's got his knees pulled up, and Mikey pats the underside of his thighs a few times. "Ready?" Frank nods decisively, and Mikey slides in. It's easy going, but Mikey tries to take his time and not slam home from the get-go. When he's finally balls deep, it only takes a few seconds for Frank to adjust before he starts pleading with Mikey to fucking move already. Mikey does, and this time he doesn't worry about taking it easy. The look of pure bliss on Frank's face makes it obvious that he's perfectly fine. Mikey slams all the way in a few times before pulling almost totally out and taking a deep breath. On the exhale, he thrusts in and starts to set up his rhythm, slow and steady to begin with. Mikey plays with his angle a little bit, and he knows when he's found the right one that has him hitting Frank's prostate on each stroke, because Frank starts making these little half-choked hiccuping noises. It's fucking adorable, and Mikey can't help the smile that spreads as he watches Frank writhe in pleasure beneath him. Frank is crazy gorgeous. The sweat-slick sheen on his skin just highlights his ink, and the way he's throwing his head back is making the tendons in his neck stand out in stark relief. This dude has a fucking thick neck, and Mikey finds himself wrapping a hand around it without even thinking. Frank opens his eyes startled, but then he grins at Mikey, not the least bit concerned as he runs his fingers up and down Mikey's forearms. Mikey squeezes just the tiniest bit, but then lets go. He increases the tempo of his thrust and rests his hand in the middle of Frank's chest. Frank almost looks disappointed, but as Mikey starts thrusting even harder, he closes his eyes again and seems to forget. Mikey files away the breath play idea for later. If he has his way, this won't be the last time he fucks Frank. He's brought back to the present when he sees Frank reaching for his dick and beginning to stroke it, but Mikey pulls Frank's hand off. Frank's eyes fly open as Mikey intertwines their fingers. Frank's still hard as a rock. His dick hasn't softened even the tiniest bit since Mikey started fucking him. "Do you think you can come without touching yourself?" Frank swallows. "Because I think you can." Mikey speeds up the thrust even more now, slamming home hard on each stroke and punishing Frank's prostate along the way. Frank finally nods and manages to get out. "Yeah, I can try." Mikey smiles and squeezes Frank's hand. "You can," is all he can say, and then all of his energy is focused on giving Frank a fuck he'll be feeling for days. Frank seems to be totally on board with his plan as he meets Mikey with his ass thrust first thrust, squeezing in perfect time with Mikey's impossibly fast tempo. In less than a minute before Mikey feels Frank's muscles starting to seize up, his neck and shoulders are totally flushed crimson and he's panting harder than he's been all night. Frank's eyes are squeezed shut tight, and Mikey can see how hard he's working for it as he finally comes, untouched, all over his belly. Mikey reaches down to milk Frank through the afterstocks. It's fucking gorgeous to see how Frank trembles and shakes as he falls completely apart, wave after wave of orgasm racking through his body. The feeling of Frank clenching around Mikey's dick as he spasms with pleasure is what finally sends Mikey over the edge, his orgasm overtaking him just as Frank's finally starting to calm down. Mikey feels like he comes for ages, convulsing inside Frank, who's still squeezing his ass around Mikey to milk all the pleasure out of him, champ that he is. It feels like forever before Mikey finally collapses on top of Frank, his face landing on the arm of the couch right next to Frank's. When Mikey's finished catching his breath, he carefully pulls out, reaching down to tie off and toss the condom away before laying back down again. He can't help but plant a dozen tiny kisses on Frank's cheek, along with the side of his neck. He whispers, "So fucking hot," about a dozen times because his brain can't come up with any other words at the moment. Eventually, Frank swallows and manages to get out. "You too." He blows out a long, deep breath. "Fucking hot. You are, too." There are just a few moments of adjusting positions after an unspoken, mutual decision to get more comfortable. Frank scoots down the couch, and Mikey slides under him so that Frank's lying on his belly on top with his head on Mikey's chest. Mikey runs his fingertips idly over Frank's back, and it isn't long before Frank's breathing starts to even out, indicating he's fallen asleep. Mikey pulls a blanket off the back of the couch and drapes it over both of them, and he reaches around on the end table until he finds the TV remote. Mikey's looking through the channels with Frank is still asleep on top of him when G comes home at lunchtime. Gerard's barely a step inside the apartment when he stops and turns, glaring at Mikey. "You asshole," he accuses immediately. Mikey looks down at Frank and then back up Gerard again. "You can't possibly blame me," he half whispers. The look on Gerard's face says he clearly does. "Oh, come on, G. He's fucking gorgeous." Gerard throws his hands up, his volume rising as he says, "I know he's fucking gorgeous." Mikey stretches Gerard, waving a hand at Frank's sleeping form. Gerard rolls his eyes but lowers his voice as he says, "He's fucking gorgeous, and he's also a really fucking amazing guy who I might want to actually, like, date or something." "Date?" Mikey's a bit stunned. Gerard hasn't dated anyone since he got sober. He keeps saying he isn't ready yet. Gerard's looking at him incredulously. "Yes, date. That's why I asked you not to fuck him. I really like him, and I don't want to scare him away with the whole 'I sometimes share dudes with my brother' thing." Mikey gapes at Gerard for a moment, his brain trying to catch up. "You asked me not to... what?" A look of clarity begins to dawn on Gerard's face. "Didn't you get my text?" Mikey shakes his head. "No. I think my phone is still on silent. Is it in my pants?" G fumbles in Mikey's pocket until he pulls out his phone and hands it to him. Mikey checks his text and finds one from 8:07 a.m. It says, "The guy I hooked up with is asleep on our couch. Please don't fuck him." Well, shit. Mikey never would have, if he'd known. "Oops." He shrugs, and when faced with G's murderous expression, quickly continues, "I'm so sorry, G. I had no idea. You know if I'd known, I wouldn't have." He's cut off when Frank yawns audibly. "It's okay," Frank forces out sleepily through his yawn. "It's totally okay." Gerard looks at Frank with a nervous expression. It makes Mikey's heart hurt a little when G squeaks out. "Is it?" "Shh," Frank says. He reaches out to grab at Gerard's hand and clings to it. "Mm-hmm. He's fine. I'm fine." Frank looks up at Mikey. "Why wouldn't it be fine? I got fucked by two incredibly gorgeous dudes in the span of 12 hours, and find out one of them wants to date me." He grins at Gerard. "It's absolutely completely fine." "Yeah?" Gerard says, now smiling just a little. "Yeah," Frank confirms as he pulls Gerard close and devours his mouth in a heated kiss. Mikey watches him kiss and smiles. The end. This has been Not So Sloppy Seconds by Ruby Tuesday 5681. Original story text can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/559804.